Today is Wednesday, June 2nd. What to know about two new plans from the Biden administration, one to address the racial wealth gap, another concerning new oil drilling. Both are already causing some backlash. Also, the latest major cyber attack, and this one could affect the American meat supply. Plus, where Americans are dealing with a dangerous heat wave, how a new drug could be a breakthrough in cancer treatment, and which popular boy band is breaking all kinds of records with a new single. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in about 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Lacey Evans, filling in for Erica Mandy during her maternity leave. You ready? Let's do this. The White House has a few new plans to help narrow the wealth gap between white and black Americans. First, President Biden is promising to give 50% more federal contracts to minority-owned small businesses. That would mean $100 billion more dollars for those businesses in the next 5 years. Next, the Biden administration plans to issue new rules to help combat housing discrimination. One of them is expected to be similar to something the Trump administration got rid of. It made state and local governments analyze how things like zoning and land use laws impacted segregation and affordable housing shortages. At the time, President Trump said those rules were unworkable and a waste of time for local governments, so he cut them. Now, Biden is expected to bring them back, along with some other rules. The White House says these initiatives and more are meant to address long-standing disadvantages. The Biden administration says the issue is the median black family now has just 13 cents for every dollar a similar white family has. The president spoke about this issue in the Tulsa, Oklahoma business district, where white mobs killed black people and destroyed about 35 city blocks 100 years ago. Biden said because of that attack, many black Americans lost out on financial security and generational wealth. And he says now is the time to come to terms with it and start making it better. Another reversal from the Biden administration. The White House put oil drilling leases on hold in Alaska's Arctic National Wildlife Refuge. This action could mean unraveling a signature achievement from the Trump presidency. The former president had plans for a first-ever drilling program in the pristine Alaskan wilderness. The idea was it would make the U.S. less dependent on foreign oil. But now, Biden's Interior Department says that program is paused until it can be analyzed under the National Environmental Policy Act. And in the end, oil leases there could be voided altogether. The Arctic National Wildlife Refuge is one of the largest areas of untouched wilderness in the U.S., and it's home to caribou, polar bears, and other wildlife. But it also lies over as much as 11 billion barrels of oil, and Democrats and Republicans have been fighting over whether to allow drilling there for more than four decades. Democrats say allowing drilling would just hurt the environment, but Republicans say not allowing drilling ultimately hurts the economy, and they call the move government overreach. So this could spark a major legal battle, especially if the Biden administration decides to make the suspension permanent. To be continued. Florida just became the eighth state this year to block transgender athletes from playing on girls' and women's sports teams. It affects sports from middle school through college, including intramurals and club teams. Florida Republicans who proposed the new law say it's meant to keep sports fair for girls and women. However, state Democrats who tried to fight it say it discriminates against transgender students. And at least one group promised to sue over the new law. For now, though, the legislation is set to go into effect next month. As for the other states that have passed similar laws in the last year, like Arkansas and Mississippi, they're facing legal challenges, too. But the states say they're prepared to defend those laws in court. The world's largest meat processing company is now the latest victim of a sophisticated cyber attack. Computer networks were hacked at JBS, and some operations here in the U.S., as well as Canada and Australia, had to shut down. Similar to the one that shut down a fuel pipeline recently, this one was a ransomware attack. Or in other words, hackers got into the computer network and threatened to cause disruptions or delete files unless a ransom got paid. It's not clear if JBS paid that ransom or not, but either way, the FBI is now investigating the attack. JBS reportedly told the White House the hackers came from a criminal organization out of Russia. The good news is the company says it's made big progress in resolving the issue already, and the backup servers were untouched. So JBS says most of its plants will be fully operational today. Still, some analysts say the hack could lead to slightly higher meat prices, since even one day offline makes an impact. JBS processes nearly a quarter of Americans' beef and about a fifth of the nation's pork. The western U.S. is dealing with some dangerous heat warnings this week. We're talking about record-setting temperatures in the triple digits from central California and Nevada up to Oregon and Washington. Just one example, in the northern California town of Redding, temperatures have already hit 109 degrees this week. That's 22 degrees higher than the normal temperature for Redding this time of year. It's expected to stay hot out west for at least a couple more days, too. And unfortunately, that could make an already severe drought even worse, which could make for a historic wildfire season. Eventually, this heat wave is expected to head east, though. So next week, places like Minneapolis and New England could be in for hotter than average weather. More news is coming up, but first, a quick break for our sponsor. Here's your main host, Erica Mandy, to explain Noom for you.
With Noom, you pick the health goals that are right for you, and Noom personalizes a weight loss program based in psychology to help your aspirations become reality. Because with Noom, it's not just about losing weight. You're building the habits to actually keep it off in the long term and accomplish any of your other personal health goals. Maybe you want to have more energy, enjoy exercising again, or simply feel good about your daily choices. Whatever it is, Noom can help. And it's convenient along the way. Noom knows everyone is busy, and that's why Noom does not demand much of your time. They only ask for about 10 minutes a day. In fact, Noom works with your lifestyle and is forgiving. They know you're human, so it's okay to go off track today and just get back on track tomorrow. So are you ready to learn how to live healthier? Sign up for your trial today at Noom, Noom.com/newsworthy. Again, sign up for your trial with Noom at Noom.com/newsworthy. That's Noom.com/newsworthy.
It's now easier for a lot of people to get their local weather forecasts right from Twitter. The social media giant launched a local weather service called Tomorrow. It's now available in 16 cities, including Atlanta, Dallas, Detroit, New York, and San Francisco. And Twitter plans to add dozens more cities to that list by the end of this year. Meteorologists from across the country have already signed on to create free content, and they'll be available to answer questions from Twitter users, especially during severe weather events like tornadoes and hurricanes. There's also a subscriber version of Tomorrow. It costs $10 a month and includes access to daily newsletters and live audio sessions. Treating cancer without chemotherapy? Medical researchers may have figured out a way to do it. Scientists at the University of Edinburgh in Scotland say they developed a so-called Trojan horse drug. Researchers tested it and found it kills cancerous cells without touching healthy tissues. And they call it generally very safe. This system could help patients avoid the serious side effects typically associated with chemotherapy. Scientists tested the drug on zebra fish and human cells, but more research has to be done to determine whether it would be safe and effective on a cancer patient. Warehouse chains Costco and Sam's Club are bringing back a pre-pandemic staple. Both stores are reintroducing free food samples this week. Sam's Club says the sampler stations will open at all locations nationwide on weekends. And as an added safety measure, food samples will be sealed. Meanwhile, Costco is bringing back hot food samples at 170 stores this week. And it has plans to reopen the sampler stations at all stores nationwide by the end of the month. There, workers will prep the food behind plexiglass. Also of note, both Costco and Sam's Club have relaxed their mask mandates. Fully vaccinated shoppers are no longer required to wear a face covering in the stores. Olympic athletes have started traveling to Tokyo for the Summer Games. The Australian women's softball team became the first foreign athletes to arrive in Japan yesterday. The team includes 20 players and 10 staffers, and they've all been vaccinated against COVID-19. Still, they'll be isolated from all other people for the next few weeks and leave their hotel for training only. Japan is still dealing with a fourth wave of COVID-19. Tokyo and 8 other districts are currently under states of emergency, but for now, the Olympics are still on. The opening ceremony is scheduled for July 23rd. K-pop band BTS is breaking all kinds of world records with its new single. The group released the song Butter last week, along with a music video. That video set a new all-time record for YouTube views in the first 24 hours. It got more than 108 million views on day one alone. But that's not all. Butter also broke the record for the most streamed track on Spotify in its first 24 hours, and it received the most first-week streams of any song in the history of Amazon Music. Now it's the number one song on the Billboard Hot 100 chart. This means BTS is only the seventh artist or group in history to earn their first four number ones in less than a year, joining the likes of The Beatles and Mariah Carey. And that's it for the main news today, but it's now time for Work Wednesday, when we break down one interesting career or work-related news story every Wednesday. But first, this episode is brought to you by HelloFresh. Here's Erica again to tell you all about it.
Hey, it's Erica, and I'm excited to tell you about one of the most recent meals we made with HelloFresh. It was the Monterey Jack Unfried Chicken with buttery green beans, potato wedges, and sriracha mayo. HelloFresh delivers all the fresh, pre-measured ingredients alongside easy-to-follow seasonal recipes right to my door. So with this meal, we whipped up super juicy and tender baked chicken with crunch on the outside still and no frying needed, while all still getting that delicious taste. We were pretty proud of ourselves, and our stomachs were happy too. I also love that HelloFresh's ingredients are sourced directly from growers and delivered from the farm to our front door in less than a week. And there's something for everyone, from vegetarian meals to craft burgers and extra special gourmet options. I'm not surprised to hear that HelloFresh has been named Newsweek's most trusted meal kit company of 2021, with more than 4 million households served. And now's a great time to try, because you can get 12 free meals, including free shipping, when you go to HelloFresh.com/newsworthy12 and use the code newsworthy12. Again, go to HelloFresh.com/newsworthy12 and use that code newsworthy12 for 12 free meals, including free shipping.
Thanks, Erica. Now back to Work Wednesday. Pandemic restrictions or not, it looks like work from home is here to stay, at least in some industries. LinkedIn says the number of job postings that offer remote work has shot up by more than 450% compared to last year. The industries leading the way on the remote trend include media and communications, software, corporate services, and finance. On the flip side, work from home is a lot less common in industries like manufacturing, logistics, transportation, and design. In those areas, remote jobs account for less than 5% of open positions. But that might be an issue for getting people hired. The LinkedIn data also shows companies that offer remote work are attracting a lot more applicants than those that don't. Remote positions account for less than 10% of all job listings on LinkedIn, but last month, those listings attracted about a quarter of all applications submitted on the site. Thank you for tuning in. Here at The Newsworthy, today marks a major milestone. This is our 1,000th episode. Help us celebrate by sharing the show and tagging us on social media. We so appreciate your support. And as always, we'll catch you up on more news to note tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.